Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good evening, people. For those that's listening live, and for those that's listening to archive version of this after the live broadcast, I want to say thank you and welcome to tuning in to Home Based Business 101. You just heard my grandson do our intro, and I'm so happy and proud of him. He's does the intro for this show, and I want to thank you again for those that might not be the particular audience that is on this call with some of our regular listeners. I want to thank you over the 50-some thousand people that have tuned into a show here on Home Based Business 101. Well, today's show is a show specifically designed for those people that are Surge 365 Business Associates. The title of the show, Get the 411 on Home Based Business Tax Laws for Surge 365 Business Associates. And the reason, purpose of this show is I've had a lot of people in our company, Surge 365, yes, I'm a regional builder in Surge 365, and all of us, well, some of us that were grandfathered into Surge 365 from our former company, wanted to know about differences and things that they needed to do as tax season comes up for the end of this year as we go into this last quarter and getting prepared for their taxes, and how will being in Surge 365, what is it they have to do to take advantage of the home-based business tax laws. And I'm going to go over some of those things today on this show, which is specifically designed for those that are in Surge 365. For those of you that are part of my regular listening audience that are not a part of Surge 365, but involved in other ventures that you know you take advantage of the home-based business tax laws, and you might want to know, well, what is Surge 365? Surge 365 is a brand new company that started in March that markets a VIP exclusive travel and shopping and savings membership that basically on the travel side, we offer 110% guaranteed price match that you could not find anywhere else on the internet, lowest possible price you can get for anywhere you want to go. And if you find a price cheaper, our company will give you 110% guaranteed price match on a cheaper price. And with that product, the company has, you know, has reached a lot of momentum. We've paid out so far over $780,000 in bonus checks, have given away over $12 million in savings to guest members, $5 million to members of Surge, and have paid out to the sales force over 7,000 paychecks. Hey, that's a lot for a company that just started in March. And for some of you that are part of this business, Surge 365 is a Surge 365 business associate, there's another benefit. This business qualifies as a home-based business, which allows you different tax deductions than other businesses and also different tax deductions as opposed to just being an employee somewhere. And for most people, they don't know, and some people do know, that there's two tax laws in this country. I know a lot of people always say, yeah, Baba Jahi, one for the rich and one for the poor. No, one for employees and one for employers. And by owning a home-based business, you are an employer, even if you're just employing yourself or maybe you and your spouse or maybe you, your spouse, and your children. You are an employer. You're a small-based business, which allows you tax deductions that do not go to W-2 employees, people that are workers. See, people that work jobs. People that work jobs. Oh, Well, I had a text that come in. Excuse me one second. Let me make sure I answer this text. Okay, sorry about that. Hopefully we won't have any more technical difficulties because this is supposed to be a master broadcast for people to use for their teams. So I'm hoping that everything is going to run smooth from here on out. I had a little technical issue there. Okay, so as I would say, people who are W-2 employees, they work and they pay taxes based on the income that they earn. As a business owner, you earn money and you pay taxes on money minus business expenses, which can be huge when I get ready to go over some of the business expenses that you're able to deduct. So it's important to understand that. And when you do that, it will reduce your tax liability, especially for those people that are in Service 365 who are still working a W-2 job and are doing the business part-time and leveraging the business against your W-2 job. So it's important to understand that concept before we get into some of the nitty-gritty here. Okay. So there's a lot of expenses that can be deducted, but in order to deduct them, there's some things that you have to do. The IRS has three rules. First, that you must show intent. You must show intent to earn a profit. Intent to earn a profit, you must show that. Okay, that's rule number one. Rule number two, the IRS says they want to be able to see a minimum of 4 to 5 hours of work activity a week. Now, for those of us in Service 365, that's minuscule. I mean, you know, hopefully you're working your business more than 4 to 5 hours a week. But all the IRS requires, if you can show them 4 to 5 hours a week of actual work that you're doing in your business, then you can deduct any properly documented deduction. Like I said, I'm going to go over some of those deductions in a minute. Now, what do they mean by 4 to 5 hours of work a week? Well, for those of us in Surge, here's some things that you need to do to make sure that you qualify for your tax write-off. And you're going to see how huge these tax write-offs are in a second here. But first thing is, you have to be having Surge 365 vacation parties. All the directors and everybody tells people that, the company tells people that, you know, because vacation parties is where we have a chance to show people the wonderful membership that we have and how to take advantage of it. Well, that's the business side for marketing the product. The tax side is, in order to show the IRS that you actually are gainfully monitoring and running your business like a business, you need to have the Surge vacation parties. And when you have the vacation parties, you're going to have a sign-in sheet, a guest sign-in sheet, to prove that you actually had people in your house. You can do them. You can do Surge vacation parties at hotels and other places too, but I recommend, because you want to take maximum advantage of home-based business tax laws, I recommend that you do your Surge vacation parties from your home. The home party system is the system that this company, like other companies prior to Surge 365, such as Mary Kay, Amway, Shackley, and other companies, have used to master developing a home-based business. No different with Surge. That's why we have that video in your back office called the Surge Vacation Party. You need to watch that video, learn that video, master it. But you need to have the vacation parties so that you can prove to the IRS that you actually are having people in your home for business purposes. As I said, you're going to have a sign-in sheet. And if you like being my wife, you're going to have travel surveys that you have people fill out. Those travel surveys become very, very important. Because if you ever get audited by the IRS, you can take all of your travel surveys. I know since we've been in Surge and then prior to the other company that we were in, YTB, I would say, you know, that me and my wife have at least over 2,000 travel surveys that we've done from having what we used to do travel parties in the former company, YTB, and now Surge Vacation Parties and the new company that we most of us were grandfathered into. And one of the big differences is that a lot of people have to make the adjustment to is when we were in the former company, YTB, we market a travel booking engine, which basically meant our activity was a little bit different, even though you still were supposed to do travel parties. But I know some people that didn't. My activity was a little bit different for tax purposes. As long as you show how you was marketing your travel website, you could write off certain things that you're able to write off on the home-based business. But now being a Search 365 business associate, and we don't have a booking engine that we market, we have a membership that we sell and a business opportunity, then you have to have means of showing how you are marketing that business opportunity, which is the Search 365 Search Business Associate. One of the ways is through the travel, the vacation parties, the Search 365 vacation parties, a must. Not an option, a must. Another way is through use of your mobile app. I know I currently right now I got a little back in the mobile app. I haven't counted how many prospects me and my wife have put in the mobile app, but I know it's well over at least about 60 or 70. But your mobile app will show if you ever got audited and if you got, like, by the time, you know, the year goes through, if you do this thing right, you got like 500, 1,000 prospects listed in your mobile app of people that you sent videos to, then you've got a prospect list to prove that you actually prospect. Now, we're going to talk about how a little bit on the hows of prospecting and the Surge Vacation Party. There's a video that teaches you everything you need to know about doing your Surge Vacation Party. What you want to do for tax purposes, as I said, is make sure you have sign-in sheets. And I suggest to everybody that you set your house up like an office. And what I mean like an office, when you have people come in your foyer, you should have a guest sign-in book anytime people come to your house, whether they come in for a Surge Vacation Party that you're having, or they're stopping by to see you, or they're stopping by to drop something off, whatever. And when they do, you always have them fill out that book, their name, their contact information, their phone number, their email address. That way you can also put them in the mobile app, but also you can give them a business card and let them know, remind them that you sell discounted travel memberships and shopping memberships that allows them to be able to shop at Walmart, earn reward points, do their travel and earn reward points. You want to always have people sign in so you can have that guest book. We got about four of them. My wife does a very good job of keeping track of that stuff. I know we got at least about four different guest books. You always want to have those. Again, in case you get audited, so you want to document that you actually use your home for business, that you actually have people that's been to your home, whether they purchased or something is not the point. The point is showing the documentation. There's people that go into Walmart and don't purchase anything, but Walmart is open, and so it's the same with your business. There's going to be people who is going to take a look. Some are going to buy, some are not. You just want to document that you had people take a look. Okay, so we talked about the guest sign-in sheet, your travel parties. We talked about getting things in your mobile app. Now let's talk about the deductions and how they lower your taxable income. Based off by having a home-based business, once you decide what percentage of your house you use for business, then that's the percentage of those expenses associated with your house that can be deducted from your taxes. So let's take the example of a person with a mortgage. Whether your mortgage, whether you have a house, whether you're buying or whether you're renting, if you're renting, you can write off a portion of your rent. If you have a mortgage, then that 1098 mortgage interest statement, and those of you that have a home, you know what I'm talking about in terms of tax time, that 1098 mortgage interest statement, let's say if your mortgage interest statement on there is $10,000 and you use 50% of your home for business, which is very possible. Because you could have people come in. You could have your front room, which normally people would call a living room. You have it set up for a presentation room. You can have a room maybe off to the side of that that's like your office where your computer, your books, and your file cabinet, and your phones, your fax machine, all of this office-related stuff you have there. Let's say if you have more than one restroom in your house, then the one in your master bedroom, that's your personal restroom. The other restroom that you have in your house is for guests and people when they come in for business, and so you want to make sure any expenses you have in that restroom, because it's for your clients when they come, the business-wise, those expenses. Okay. And so you come in, so like I said, if you use 50% of your home for business purposes, and if you have an area in which when people come that you maybe you serve a light meal or have refreshments, and that's considered a snack area. And so you redefine your purpose and use of your home because now you're in business for yourself. Okay, so if you had a $10,000 mortgage interest statement and you use 50% of your home, that means $5,000 for that mortgage interest statement now becomes tax deductible. Let's say there was $2,000 property tax paid on that mortgage interest statement. If you use 50% of your home, $1,000 of that is tax deductible. That's $11,000 lowering your tax liability. So say you have a job, you earn $50,000 a year because you have a home-based business. You just reduced that $50,000 down to $39,000, which can be huge in terms of tax savings. Let's say also with your house, your utility bills. The average person I know in most places, except for a few that I've been able to help with their taxes, are spending between $2,400 to about $3,600 a year on their utility bills. So let's say $2,400, and 50% of your house is being used. That's another $1,200, lowering that taxable income now from $50,000 down to $39,000, down to $37,800. And, you know, we haven't left the home yet. Let me get to some other expenses. And if, with those that do numbers, you can see how this can be huge, free dollars that normally you would not have access to when it comes tax time because you're lowering your taxable income. Okay. Let's say you have lawn care or someone that, you know, does your landscaping work, and maybe you pay about $2,000 a year for someone to do that. Well, if you use 50% of your home, that's another $1,000 deduction. Now we knocked that $38,200 income down to $37,000. Again, we still haven't left the home yet. We're just into the house, and this is why this is important to make sure that you're doing your activity so that you can take advantage of these deductions. No vacation parties. Hey, you can't do it. All right, that's why the vacation part is so important, so that you can get the proper deduction for the use of your home. Okay, now let's say, okay, we didn't dealt with the mortgage interest, the real estate taxes, utility bills. We've dealt with landscaping. Let's say you took and did some remodeling in your house. I had a client, they took and they spent $30,000 remodeling their club basement to set it up for they could do better surge vacation parties. Well, because they use 50% of their home, that $30,000 that they spent remodeling their club basement, $15,000 of that became a tax deduction because they use 50% of their home. I'm hoping you see how this works. And for those that need, you know, personal consultation, again, my number is 443-983-4939. Or you can go to my tax website, those of us listening from this online, where it was posted on the Surge 365 page and with other people who shared it with their team. On that page, there's the listing on my tax website where you can go there and fill out a contact form. And the website, again, is www.thetaxhelper.com. And you can share this recording with people who you might be wanting to get to sign up in the business so that they can understand about the tax deductions, or you can contact me. And I'd be more than happy to do a personal consultation with you, or a three-way call for someone that you want to understand the tax advantages of them becoming a surge business associate. Okay. Now, we got a couple other expenses that you incur in your house that's definitely related to your business. That's your internet and your cable. Okay, your internet and your cable. So you want to make sure you write those off. And another huge expense, because I see people with all kind of cell phones. I don't know how some people's cell phone bill is $2,000 a year and stuff like that, with all the gizmos, gadgets, and whistles they have on it. But if you have a cell phone and you have a landline, your cell phone can become 100% tax deductible if you have a landline, or which your cell phone is, you can say, is primary use for your business contacts. That's why you want to have the mobile app on your phone, so that you can make sure that you can properly deduct that phone bill. So if you had another, say, $2,000 spent on your cell phone, and that's 100% tax deductible, we're going to lower that income again. Now I think we're down to like about $35,000 after we knock some stuff down off a $50,000 income. And this makes for huge, huge tax savings. Okay, the next big expense, now we're leaving the home and we're going to your automobile. A lot of you drive back and forth to work as you work in your business and leveraging your business. What you want to do, you want to turn those commuter miles into business miles. See, how do I turn commuter miles into business miles? Very simple. When you get up in the morning and you leave your house, which is your place of business, you want to stop somewhere in the morning and prospect. You know, give out some business cards, get some names to go in that mobile app, or hand out some flyers, invite people out to your next event, however you're going to get out and prospect. And while you're out, like I said, it could be at a McDonald's, could be at a Starbucks, wherever you're at, you could take and hand out cards, get information out to people. And when you do that, that qualifies as legitimate prospecting. You spend maybe 15 minutes doing that in the morning before going to work. Now when you leave from there, at McDonald's, at Starbucks, or wherever you prospect at, and you drive to work, now you just went from place of business where you were doing business to your secondary source of income, which is your job. And when you do that and go there, then what's going to happen is now you can deduct all of that mileage. So I know some people that I have as clients who commute over 100 miles round trip a day, which by commuting 100 miles round trip a day, that's 500 miles a week, 2,000 miles a month, 24,000 miles a year at 58 cents per mile. You do the math. 58 cents a mile times over 24,000 miles, that's well over $12,000 tax deduction. So we take another $12,000 off of that $50,000 income that we initially started with, then we got down to like 37 or 35. Round that up to 12,000. You just knock that down to like 23,000. So we almost cut your income in half in terms of tax savings. That's just with the house and the car. The next big expense, because we're in the travel business, travel out, all of our travel is 100% tax deductible. So why is that? Because when we go somewhere, yeah, we're going for fun, relaxation, and enjoyment, but we're also going to learn about the properties and the places that we stay, so that when we share that information with potential prospects or clients, they can know about the deals. What better way to know than to be able to go yourself? So that means your travel becomes 100% tax deductible. I had a client last year who spent $10,000 traveling to different places, which meant that was a $10,000 tax deduction. Imagine if you spent $10,000, you know, traveling, and we didn't knock that down, that income down to 23, take off another 10, we're down to 13,000, which means we didn't took a $50,000 income and reduce it to about a $13,000 taxable income. You say, is this possible? Yes, 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 yes. I had a client last year who their income is $135,000. That's what their annual gross income is. We came up with enough tax deductions to knock their income down to $26,000 in terms of taxable income, helping to free up well over $15,000 in extra monies that came back to them on their income tax return. I got a great start winding down and wrapping up because this is just a short 30-minute show. But again, for those that need more information on all of my Surf 365 colleagues out there to share this with their team and need more information, go to www.thetaxhelper.weebly.com. That's www.thetaxhelper.weebly.com. Fill out the contact page, or you can give me a call or shoot me a text at 443-983-4939. And it'd be a pleasure to assist you with making sure that you take advantage of the home-based business tax laws. Now, I know some people say, well, I got somebody that takes care of my taxes, and they're doing a great job. It might be and it might not. You'll never know unless you get off something like going to a doctor, get a second opinion. I have a good friend. You know, I just recently helped him. We went back and had to amend his taxes. He thought he had a great person doing his taxes because they got him like $4,000 back. Well, they left off a key form. There's a key form that needs to be in your taxes besides your Schedule C, which is your profit and loss from business. And that key form is Business Use of Home, Form 8829. Well, my friend, he has a catering business, and it's person that did his taxes, they didn't do Form 8829, Business Use of Home. We went back in, amended his taxes, and found over $10,000 more that he got coming back. And the IRS just delivered him the check about a week ago. He's excited and ecstatic because, he, you know, by getting a second opinion, he got the help that he needed. And that's so, so important. So I say to all of my Surf 365 colleagues out there, you know, make sure that you're doing your surge vacation parties so you don't leave any money on the table, not just the money that we can get from selling the membership, but the monies that you can get for having proper tax deductions. Remember the IRS three rules. You have to show intent to earn a profit, okay? By doing surge vacation parties, you're showing intent. By having prospects on your mobile app, you're showing intent. You purchase that mobile app. You didn't buy it just to have on your phone. You're actually showing intent to do business. Number two, the IRS says you need to put in 4 to 5 hours minimum a week, 16 to 20 hours a month documented that you're actually doing your business. That's a very minuscule requirement. I mean, you know, I usually ask people on my team to put in a minimum of 10 hours a week, 40 hours a month. I mean, so the IRS requirement is, you know, is really not that steep. 4 to 5 hours a week, but you got to be able to do it. You got to document it. Other than that, you don't do that, then you're going to leave all of this money that you could get on the table. You're going to leave the biggest expense, which is your home, whether you're renting or buying. You do not want to leave that expense on the table and not be able to properly document it. So make sure that you're doing your activities. Okay, that covers, got a minute left before I go off the air. That covers some of the different tax variables to write off. There's one other one I'd like to cover real quick. If you have children between the age of 7 and 17 and have them engaged in your business, they can become a $5,700 tax deduction by having them help with the business. They might help you at a booth, pass out flyers. To get more specific on some of these things, just make sure you get in touch with me, and I'd be more than happy to sit down and do a personal consultation with you via phone or via internet so that you can take advantage of all of the tax laws and make taxes less stressing. You know, don't let taxes stress you out. You're in a home-based business. Make sure that you, again, I said, leave no money on the table. Do what you need to do so that you can take advantage of these wonderful tax laws that Congress created for home-based business owners. Hey, until next time, this has been Baba Jahi. I want to thank you for tuning in to our show today. Make sure you share this link with people on your team so that they can get in touch, and we can make sure that people are able to take advantage of this wonderful, wonderful information. Till next time, God bless you, and peace out. Hey, Surge 365, let's surge on, surge on, surge on.